Some time back, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and I was talking to them about some of the struggles I had with employment and how that whole thing was going. And he said to me, "Well, that's because you're a good employee." I immediately looked at him and I was like, "Well, thanks." He looked me dead in the eye and said, "That's not a good thing. It's not something to be proud of. It just means you're like a good slave." In that moment, my whole world shattered. I don't really think he knew the significance of that, but up until that moment, that had been my goal. I'm currently employed. It's almost a year. And this is my first real job. I remember when I was employed, I was so nervous because I'd never done anything like this. And I did not feel worthy to be in that position, because during the whole interview process, there were so many people who were far more qualified, and I just did not understand, why did they pick me? So I was trying to make up for it by overdoing, overachieving, and just making sure that my boss was happy, the clients were happy. So it was really a struggle. So you can imagine, my goal was to be a good employee. And here is someone telling me that being a good employee is not a good thing. Let's talk. Hi, my name is Molly Serra. Welcome to my corner of the internet. And if you've listened to the past episode, or if you just check the last episode and this episode, there's quite the time difference. Allow me to apologize. Life has not been lifing. I've not been in the best space, and I just did not want to fake it for the podcast. But at the same time, I can't also promise consistency, because I would be lying. Truthfully, I am just taking it a day at a time. It's Friday night, almost 8 p.m. East African time. I'm on my bed, and I just had this idea to record this episode, and I just said, you know what, I'm going to do it. I'm not really sure if I'll post it next week on Monday, or if I'll wait it out and just scrap the whole episode, but regardless of the situation, here I am, listening to that little voice in my head and the fire burning within my heart, and recording this episode. So yeah, good employees are good slaves. That's what my friend thinks. I don't know if he still thinks that, but yeah. I know the whole slave thing might trigger a few, but hear me out. Do not cancel me just yet, okay? Employment. Over the past few months, I found myself talking about employment with quite a few of my friends. See, we're in that season of our lives where we're baby adults, you know? We're getting the foot in the water and just testing things out. We're now knowing how much things cost. And adulting is not for the weak. If I knew this was where I was headed, I probably might have stayed in school. I probably might have not been in that much of a rush to get older. But here we are, and it's up to us to make the most of it, right? So, last year, 2022, July, I get a text that I had been shortlisted for an interview. And in my head, I'm like, when did I apply for this job? So I go to my emails and I check, and I'm like, oh, okay. Going for the interview, and in my head, I'm like, I am not getting this job, but you know what? At least I've got experience where interviews are involved. And mind you, this was the second interview ever in my 23 years on this earth. This job brought the second interview, the second job interview that I've ever gone for. And that in itself is privilege. And I just want to say I am very, very grateful for that. My first job interview was not really an interview. It was one of those where you walk in, hand in your CV, and they ask you who sent you. You tell them who referred you, and they're like, okay. Then they give you a job description, your salary, and then they tell you, see you Monday. That was my first job interview. So this one, I did not have a who sent you. I walked in with my CV and I was very, very nervous. Got there very early, and we were three of us. And then, as time went by, more and more people came in. You start to talk to the fellow, your fellow, you know, the fellow people that are there with you, and they tell you how they've worked. You know, they tell you of their experience with interviews, their job experience, and you're just there and you're like, I've only had one job and I had one interview. I do not even have a college degree. There is no way I'm getting this job. And so, yeah, we walk in, go in for an interview, and moral of the story, I tanked that first interview. I was not very confident walking in, and I was not even confident walking out. So they tell us, they'll let us know. We go home, and I'm just minding my business. Not so shortly after, I get another text, and they're like, you know, you've been shortlisted for a second interview. So I'm like, huh? Are you serious? Me? Okay. So we go in for the second interview, and it's just three of us. I recognize one of the ladies there with me because we'd met during the first round of interviews. The other one, I'd not seen her yet. So as we're waiting for my now boss to arrive, the security guards downstairs, they say, oh my gosh, these guys are still doing interviews. They've been interviewing people for the whole week. What's going on? So I'm just like, wow, there is no way I am getting this job. And the other ladies that were there with me, they seemed very experienced. They seemed like they had their stuff together. I remember during the first day of interviews, the first lady to walk in for the interview, I think she had a notebook, she had her stuff, everything. And I'm like, I only have a one-page CV and I'm not quite sure about this format, you know? So, yeah, we go in for the second round of interviews and we're interviewed. And yeah, in my head, I'm like, this is a disaster. I am not getting this job. I tank that. I'm just like, no way. So they tell us, they'll give us feedback by Wednesday. If you don't get feedback by Wednesday, just know you didn't get the position. So I'm like, okay, cool. So Wednesday comes, I get nothing. Being me, I reach out to the other ladies because we'd exchanged numbers. So I reach out to them and I'm like, hey, did you get a text? Da, 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 da. So none of us had received any information. So I think a few days went by and then I get another text from the company and they're like, so hey, I know we've been having a tough time, da, 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 da. Can you? They just basically ask follow-up questions. So I'm just there. I'm like, okay, let me answer these questions. Da, 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 da. I answer them. And then I reach out to these other ladies and I'm like, yo, did you get this text? Da, da. They tell me no. So I'm like, okay, all right. And so, yeah, so after I respond, no feedback, nothing. And then I think towards the end of the day, I get a text. It's like, okay, see you Monday at 8. I'm like, oh wow, okay, great. So I'm walking into this and I go in and I start working and I got the job. So already I'm going into this thinking to myself, why did you choose me? I do not have a college degree. I've only worked one job, but my CV did not say I've worked one job, okay? I put in a couple of white lies. But anyway, story for another day. So yeah, I go there and in my head, I feel very unworthy to be in that position and I feel very unqualified. I just do not know why I got the position in the first place. So I was really questioning a lot and the people I was working with were so receptive and very accommodating, but at the same time you feel like you're not good enough and I am naturally a people pleaser. So I kind of wanted to just please both my boss and the clients. So it was really a struggle. I had quite a tough time adjusting, but I don't think it was visible. I've never asked, but I do know I had a tough time adjusting. But eventually I was able to make it my own and my personality came out. And I think fast forward to now, yes, there are some challenges, and I still do struggle with why they employed me in the first place. But different struggles, but still struggles nonetheless. So here I am employed, and I'm trying to just, like I said, like my goal is to just please both the clients and my boss. And so over time, it brought me so much joy to hear someone tell me, "Oh, you have really good customer service," or "You're very helpful." Like those compliments about my job, like really made my day. And I started to really, really just enjoy working and just being in that space. And it just made me so happy. I was doing good, you know. I struggled talking to people, but now I'm going out there and I'm making conversation and we're talking and I'm building those relationships, and even just for a second it felt really good to be helpful. And I would go out of my way just to make sure that I have done like a good job, and I felt very proud of myself. So when I started to struggle with employment, both on a personal level and even within my workspace, of course, frustration builds and all of these things. And I think the biggest challenge when it comes to employment has been the ways that my job or the people that I meet, because it's a completely different environment from what I am used to. So the people that I meet, I think every single day it's a challenge to my character. And when you meet as many people as I meet in a day, I think you end up questioning certain things, and for me that has been a fear, and it's a daily struggle, right? And so when this friend of mine was like, "Okay, well, it's because you're a good employee," and I thought that was a good thing, and turns out it's not such a good thing to be a good employee. And the more I talk to people, the more they affirm that hey, it's not a good thing to be a good employee. And the more people keep telling me that, the more I get frustrated. If I were to count the number of times that someone has actually said to me, "You're too nice. If it were me, I would not be in that position. If it were me, I would do this different. If it were me, I would," and I'm like, I too nice? Is it wrong to be too nice? Is it wrong to think of other people up before yourself? Not in place of yourself, but to think of the needs of others and prioritize that to a certain extent. Okay, I'm not going to say to a certain extent, because I think majority of the time I've neglected myself and I've kept quiet for the sake of what I consider to be peace. But where do you really draw the line when it comes to employment? When it comes, and not just employment, but when it comes to life in general? Now, I like to do things by the book. When I say by the book, I mean the Holy Bible. That is my book. Okay? And I'm not a perfect Christian, but I try. I try because I believe it is important to have a moral compass that just leads you. It's important to have a true north. And for me, my true north is my Bible. Okay? So let's get into that first. So I read through this morning actually when I was thinking about this podcast episode. So Romans 13 verse 1, that whole shebang bang. So this is what it says. This is the New King James Version. It says, "Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority, resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves." Now, here's where it gets interesting. In verse 3, there is a question. Okay? Do you want to be unafraid of authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. Right? The one thing that I have struggled every single day of employment has been doing what is right or doing what benefits me. That has been my question, and that has been my struggle. And there have been so many times that I have wanted to send in my resignation because of that very question. If I'm being completely honest, I still have my resignation drafted in my notes, ready to go. The day that question becomes too heavy to carry, I will send it in. And that question has materialized very differently for me. And in that season or in that period where my friend challenged my view, I considered, looking for other options. Is the grass greener on the other side? I considered that. And I was like, okay, maybe I am being a good employee. Maybe I should try and find something better, or maybe I should try and make the situation better. And for me, that looked like, because I am a natural quitter, professional quitter, that to me looked like moving on and finding something better. So I started to strongly consider it. And I had a conversation with someone who had an offer, and I had a conversation with them, and it was a very insightful conversation. And prior to this very challenging comment by my friend, I'd not considered anything of, despite the struggles, I'd not considered switching jobs or even looking. I'd thought about it, but I'd not strongly considered it. It's just like a passing thought. So, I was like, you know what? Maybe it's time. So, I had a conversation with someone. They gave me quite the offer, and I had passed it up the first time. And so I reached out to this person. I was like, "Hey, can we talk?" And they were like, "Okay." So we had a conversation, and you know when you're looking for something and you find it? I went in, had a conversation with this person, and I will say this with my full chest. That is the most ruthless business person I have met in my life. Okay? For as a person, as an individual, so nice. So nice. Such a wonderful person. Very smart. But when it comes to business, the level of ruthlessness is on another level. And he said to me point blank, "Don't mess with my business." He said to me point blank, like, "When it comes to business, it's business. Don't mess with my business." We can laugh, we can do all the other things, but when it comes to business, it's business. And I was like, you know what? This is the type of ruthlessness I need because everyone seems to have a problem with the fact that I am too nice. So you know what? I am home. I am home. And on top of that, he, like I said, as a person, I believe that he's a really, really good person. Very good heart. I would vouch for him. Very good heart. Very, very smart. Very calculated. Business-wise, also very smart. Takes calculated risks. But the key thing is the ruthlessness in business. But here's the th and here's another thing that I noticed. You can be a ruthless person business-wise, but the trick is to be ruthless and understanding. There's a thin line. Finding and striking that balance is a gift. And this person had it. They have it. And I was just like, oh my God. So in my head, I'm like, you know what? I am home. I am moving. I am moving. And I start to think about it and strongly consider it. And yeah. Long story short, I ended up not moving, ended up not being part of that team. There was a lot of logistics involved that did not make that possible. But I will say this. I have never struggled with a decision in my life the way I struggle with that decision, which now brings back to our conversation. That was an opportunity for me to choose myself and say, hey, I need to learn how to be ruthless. Clearly, I am too nice. Clearly, everyone seems to have a problem with the fact that I am too nice. And here's someone who's offering me an opportunity, and I could learn that. I could learn how to be ruthless, and everyone could stop saying I'm too nice. So I'm going. But I started to think about burning bridges and the situation of my current space of employment. Whereas, okay, if I were to hand in my resignation and quit, what happens then? I know it's stupid. I know it's very stupid. Because I know with everything in me, if I were to get fired, they would get by. Before me, they got by. After me, they will get by. But I kept thinking to myself, okay, if I quit, then what? What happens? What do they do? How do they maneuver that? And I know, again, this is me. I'm listening to myself and I'm already struggling. Because how do you not quit your job because you're worried of how the company will survive? It's not from a point of ego that I think, oh, I'm too good at my job. It's not from a point of ego. It's from a point of this could potentially set you back a few steps. Because whether or not I'm good or bad at my job, I still have a job. And before you, and fine, they could get someone in a day or two, but that day or two, what happens then? You know? I thought of that. And like I said, ruthless and understanding. Both parties, we came to an agreement and was like, all right, cool. But I learned a very valuable lesson. And I think that's the lesson I want to share with you on this episode. There's a thin line between being ruthless and being understanding. And at the same time, there's a thin line between being understanding and being a pushover. Have I struck the balance between those lines? No. Every single day I go to work, I ask myself this. I ask myself, am I being a pushover? Or am I just doing what's right? I struggle every single day. In my heart, I'm at peace with some of the decisions that I make. But it pains me that every time I talk about it, people don't see my side. It's painful. I'm not asking for a trophy, but I'm not asking for a trophy or a recognition or an applause for simply doing what's my job or what's right. But have we normalized being selfish that we see anything else as crazy? Many are the times that people question a lot of the things that I do. And maybe they question what you do. There's quite a few struggles that I could list about employment. But today I just wanted to ask the question, how does society challenge your character, and how do you deal with that? Because I am struggling. I am struggling every single day. Every corner I look, someone is looking at me and saying to me, why not do this to benefit yourself? This person doesn't care, or they won't even notice. And on the other hand, there's the aspect of, well, if you do your job great, you don't get an applause from your company. You don't get celebration. You don't get recognition. And it's not that I'm asking for it. You're just doing your job. That also brings frustration. Because I'm the one who's struggling every single day. I'm the one who's up thinking, am I stupid for not being selfish? As far as my bosses are concerned, the sales are good, business is running. That's their concern. And I do not want to speak on anyone and say, hey, you're a selfish boss. You don't ask your employees if they're okay. But that's life. Very rarely will someone come up to you and say, oh, hi, how's the job taking you? What are the struggles that you have? If you have that, God, you're lucky. If you don't, is it enough to go to bed at night in peace? That you did what's right, that you helped, that you weren't selfish, that you gave. Man, I don't know. My struggles will probably be there for a while. But talking about this, it made the weight a little less heavy. Maybe it's a good thing. I don't know. But yeah. That's me. That's where I'm at. That's the season of my life that I'm at. And yeah. Talk to me. Podcast hotline is on the episode description and on the podcast description. You can engage with us on social media. And yeah, don't forget to tell a friend to tell another friend about the episode. See you soon. Love you guys. Bye.